sister, Israel. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, May 20th, 1896. My dear sister, I have a word for you this morning. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Psalm 63, verse 3. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4, verse 12-13. Let us be thankful and praise the Lord. Let your heart receive the rich current of his love. As Jesus prayed for his disciples on the earth, that they might be kept from evil, be sanctified through the truth, and be with him where he is in the Father's house, so he prays for us. He lives to make intercession for us. He alone can give us a supply of his Spirit. The Spirit was given at first to set us right, and the supply of the Spirit is constant to keep us right. Then let your heart be at peace in Jesus Christ. Do not worry. Do not be continually fearful that you will lose his grace. Just quietly trust yourself in the hands of Jesus, who loves you and will bless you. The immutability of his divine nature prevents any change in his love. Day after day, show your trust in Jesus. You have a perfect right to let your heart be free in his love, and without one fear or questioning doubt, praise him, for it is your privilege. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. He has united you to himself in a love firm and strong and sure. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? Romans 8, verse 35. Thus writes the beloved Apostle Paul, "Do not worry. Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46, verse 10. This is a great and very precious privilege. You love Jesus, and Jesus loves you. Your love to Jesus may oft appear feeble and fluctuating, yet is never failing, being supplied with his fullness, which is never failing. No one can separate a believer from Christ, or Christ from a believer. The apostle refers not to our love to Jesus, but the love of Jesus to us. You are beloved of Jesus. He died for you, and ever liveth to make intercession for us. Sweet and precious truth. He loves us in truth. He loves us as his sheep. Christ is represented as the shepherd and highly values his sheep. He loves every sheep of his flock, and he loves every lamb and calls each one by name. He loves to care for them and show them the uttermost kindness. You are his sheep, under his tender watch care. No amount of tribulation shall separate you from Christ. However much a shepherd may love his sheep, he loves his sons and daughters more. Because they are the gift of his Father and the reward of his work, he loves them. Not only for his Father's sake, but for their own sake he loves them. He loves them as his children. He loves you. Therefore, trust.